Hey everybody, Matt here. Look, just want to tell you, they can't all be winners, okay? I will admit to you up front, this is not our best episode, but it's got some pretty good points in it. Overall, you might be a little bored, but hey, if you're going on a long car ride and you want to fall asleep at the wheel, go ahead and put this on.
Welcome to a ginger and a Canadian walk into a bar.
The Carolinas, number one.
There we go. Eventually it's going to be so edited, it's just going to be like me talking.
Just over and over, just different voice. You got to do them all at different segments, though. Just so you have a different tone between each one.
So it's pieced together. Yeah. You should do our intro.
Why should I do the intro? You paid good money for that intro. I'm not changing that.
A ginger, and then you would be like, Canadian.
Eh?
Walk into a bar in unison. That would be really good.
What's this on the boot?
Hi, welcome to a ginger Canadian walk to a bar. I'm Matt and you're Jacob. I did it right. What's up? Hi, talk to me.
You did it right? Is this because we've been behind the scenes, you know, taking time off, even though people don't realize that?
Oh, we always take time off.
I know. It's so nice and refreshing. It gets us back in the groove. It gets us upset with things. And...
God, you know what, dude? If I was listening to this podcast, I would turn this shit off.
15 seconds? You
We're
gotta give it
so
like 3 minutes.
We're so boring sometimes.
We're not boring. You're boring.
We're so boring. I'm boring as F
Fine,
sometimes.
Let me sit up in my chair, rearrange my mic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Hey, let's talk about, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. We had, it's a very tragic day. It's kind of sad today. And
today is sad? Oh, because the singer?
Yeah,
guitarist.
Lost another guitarist. Just to go ahead and date this podcast.
We should do that because you had a whole thing where you wanted to talk about musicians' passings.
And this one came out of nowhere. I didn't expect it.
How old was the person?
44.
Okay, so tell the audience that listens what's going on.
So Ollie Herbert, which is the guitarist for All That Remains, and I didn't know this. Him and what is his name's not Pat? Phil Labonte. They're the lasting original members of that band, which that band is like 20-something years old. Like,
wait, Labonte?
Pat Labonte. Labonte or Labonte? Phil. Phil. There we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
From All That Remains.
Yeah. So him and Ali were the last remaining original members of that band. Lead guitarist, awesome metal band, guys, if you have not heard of them. Like original speed metal, kind of transformed a little bit over the years. They're more mainstream.
But. Everybody progresses.
But the dude went missing for a little while, and they found him in the pond in his backyard, and they found him just floating in the pond. No, and there's not a story out yet on that. Like,
sure.
What happened
is breaking today. Today is October 18th. That's when the story's coming out, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's tragic. It's sad. I don't know. There's not much for me to say about it. That sucks.
No, I'm curious about the story behind it. If it was... purely, I mean, I doubt suicide. Nobody wants to drown. Like, that's a very terrifying way to go.
You want to make it, you either don't want to know that it happened or you want it to be instant.
Or the only thing I could think of, maybe drug induced, alcohol induced, maybe wandered out there, fell in.
Unless it's a fetish, like the, what's that Robin Williams movie where his son dies by choking himself?
What?
There's a movie, it's a really dark comedy, and Robin Williams stars in it. He's like an English teacher. It might be like the English teacher's son or something like that. And the son is in this thing where he chokes himself and masturbates. And so he gets like a bigger orgasm.
Isn't that how Robin Williams killed himself?
No. And so the guy like accidentally choked himself at his desk. And his dad, who is played by Robin Williams, finds the kid and then like doesn't want the kid to go out like shamefully. So he puts the kid like he hung himself in the closet, which I think is actually how Robin Williams passed.
Yep.
And anyway, so he writes this really crazy story because he's an English guy and leaves it. And it becomes this infamous note. And this kid, when he died, just like became super famous. And now Robin Williams has to keep up this charade that his son was a master person, even though he died by jacking off.
Not Dead Poets Society then?
No.
Okay.
No, it's it's like a funny, twisted, dark movie.
Oh, I made that to the list.
Yeah, but that is not what you're talking about.
No.
It's a really depressing episode, dude.
Really
again,
is.
If I was listening to this, I would turn this shit off.
It just adds into a lot of the other bands. I mean, you had The We Came As Romans, lead singer, Kyle Pavone. He died, it's been a month now, I think.
Dude, rock and roll's hard, man.
Well, but that guy died of a drug overdose. And that's where this is where my pet peeve comes in. And I know triggered, but the a lot of musicians are going out. You had Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington. Who was some other ones? There's been basically four like mainstream rockers all this year alone. Well, mainstream as in I guess, you know, Ollie Herber, he's not really, people don't know him. Kyle Pavone, people don't really know him, but you would know his voice if you've ever seen them before.
Mm-hmm.
Because the guy's just wailing away.
Like, what's the rapper that passed?
Oh, Mac Miller. Yeah, he's right around the same, like a week after we came as Roman's guy. And, oh, you know Pete Davidson and...
yes, goddamn it. We're not E! News. Get out of my face.
I just hate Pete Davidson so much.
Why do you hate Pete Davidson,
he's
dude?
He's just not funny.
Why do you think he's not funny?
He's just not.
He was in a climate change thing with Al Gore for some shit recently.
Really? Because I'm sure he's extremely educated on climate change.
No, he's just a person that gets a lot of listens. And...
Oh, yeah, because his dad died on 9/11. And that's his only joke.
Dead Dad Club.
Wow.
Oh. I make dead dad jokes all the time. It's actually okay.
Do you want a drink?
No, I'm good, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's like, Matthew. Sorry.
Hope you got to edit her name.
Oh, damn it. I just thought of that, too. I was like, there I go, making edit notes. Anyways, what are we talking about?
No, the one with Kyle Pavone, that one actually annoyed me because they've immediately after his family's already started a foundation, they've already started selling, you know, charity t-shirts and all this other stuff. But the foundation is for like the betterment of musicians to be able to get the word out. And I'm just like, yeah, it's a little weird because that band was supposed to be an inspirational band of you're better than this, you know, get out of your depression, don't do drugs. And like that was their whole premise. And the guy died in a toilet with a heroin overdose.
So, and the overdose too is usually just when people relapse because they'll take drugs for so long and they'll build up a tolerance and then they'll stop cold, right? And then when they want to like binge again or start doing drugs again, they'll start with that same amount that they had last took, which is like a tolerance level take. You can't, you know, if you always take 5, you build up a tolerance for 5, so then you take 10. Well, then if you just stop, you don't have a tolerance for 5, and then you take 10, that's twice as much as your body can handle, you die. That's how people overdose.
Yeah, and it came as a shock for one, because he didn't seem like an actual heroin addict, but then when you look at pictures, it makes sense. It's just,
I mean, no, they already did.
No, it's one of those things. So I don't like the whole culture of how everything's going. I don't...
Of like people dying? Because
no,
that's been
not
a
that.
Long time. People
but
have died.
But people are like the inspiration of
like
it.
Like not a single person has beat that.
No, not at all. Well, I mean, allegedly you could say one person beat it, but yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, Jesus.
Chuthlu?
Oh, no, Jesus. The you know, Hispanic
Your
landscaper.
Gardener?
Yeah,
okay.
Dude, he fell off the roof when he was cleaning the gutters. Mm. Thought he was dead. Swear
and
to God.
And just snapped back to it?
Yeah.
Or if you're a believer in Futurama... Almighty, then you know that star being thing.
What?
Futurama, they depict God as like just a bunch of stars together. Oh. And it's like stars that brighten up and talk to Bender, I guess. That was an answer in trivia too. It was like, name this show, and it was like Bending Rodriguez. And it's like, obviously it's fucking Futurama.
Yeah, I didn't know Bender was Hispanic.
His middle name is Bending.
Well, but Rodriguez, I didn't.
You just presume it was the year 3000. It could have been anything.
Oh, yeah, good point. By that time,
like
not
racist.
Everybody's gray at that time, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyways, so what's up? Why don't you like culture? What's the culture that bothers you?
If people lift everybody up when things happen, you know, Chris Cornell. It annoys me. Chris Cornell
Dude.
Hung himself. Like Chester Bennington hung himself. And next thing you know, they're like, oh my God, he was the greatest thing in the world. In reality, he was probably a piece of shit right before he died.
You don't like culture worship of a person's life the moment they die?
No, but like the way that everything happens, I'm like, you forgot like the past 6 months of this guy being a total ass? And
yeah,
like,
oh, this guy's a dick. He beat his kids. But as soon as he dies, oh, cherished.
Yeah, just wait for Bill Cosby to pass away in prison. Michael Jackson. I mean, come on, think about it.
Well, okay, so Michael Jackson was, like, never proven to be, like, none of that shit was true.
What, pedophile?
Yeah, that was all bullshit.
He didn't have an amusement park behind his house or whatever? He never had a...
None of that was ever confirmed, dude. This is like the Bernstein Bears to you.
What? Bernstein? Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is to you.
Oh, come on. I'm not getting a
Mandela Michael Jackson effect. Was a totally level-headed, fine human being.
yeah, so was Prince.
Yep, Prince was also fine.
We're going to Snopes this one. I'm...
Okay, well, number one, choose a legitimate website. Number two, none of them exist. Oxymoron. So, Michael Jackson was a totally fine person, and you're saying that...
I think you're just bitter. You really liked him.
It's not that I liked him or didn't like him. I'm just saying, like, if you... Bill Cosby, for instance. Bill Cosby's done, dude.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby's reputation's done. The moment Bill Cosby dies, they're going to be like, what a legend he was in his time. What a way to go out. Like, you know.
In prison, yes.
Yes, in prison. Dead. with a dead eye.
You know, he got a he got advice from O.J. Simpson.
O.J. was like, run, but get a newer Bronco?
No, and, you know, he didn't tell him the glove didn't fit, but it was like how to handle prison life or something. He was like, you know, he gave him just inspirational advice, like, if you're going to prison, and but, you know, it was funny.
That's a fucked up thing. Speaking of, like, the Chewbacca approach, you know that thing was... Actually, I totally just lost my train of thought, because there was like a Chewbacca lawyer defense that people used openly, but nobody had a name for it.
Right. The Chewbacca defense?
Yeah. I'm not saying that he didn't have a carnival behind his house.
For what? If that's not for children, who's that for?
He's a good person.
So who goes to the carnival? Good person. Sorry, who goes to that carnival then?
Human beings. Dude, I don't... He's not fucking nailing kids behind his house.
He probably wasn't nailing him. No, he was probably literally playing hide and seek with them, and like
he's an interactive human being. Maybe
he was a man child.
A lot of people are man childs. Okay, I don't know what to tell you, dude. You're like, the argument's not gonna win. You're just gonna keep showing me shit. I'm like, yeah, show me where he.
I never said he touched a child. I just said he was very awkwardly with children.
He was okay. A lot of people are. A lot of people won't hold kids if they're not their own. Or a lot of people are like, don't
hold
bring
kids even if they
like,
are my own.
Don't bring kids to weddings. No kids allowed. Type of shit. Whoa. They're like, fuck kids.
Don't. There's nothing wrong with that last one.
There's not.
So otherwise, kids cry and everything else.
Exactly. Yeah. And he was just okay with having kids there. And if they cried, I'm sure he's like a consulting
no
person. He grew up in a large family with a lot of love and culture, and he just wanted to spread that. Nothing wrong with that, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Kitty. Yep. Anyways, so, God, man, I would unsubscribe from this show so fast.
Yep.
This is like the worst episode we've ever done.
Not really. I think we've done one worse.
Actually, we have done worse. Remember the garage door that opened?
Oh, did you actually post that one finally?
Yeah, I was all like, right. Hey, here's something we never posted. It's 6 minutes long because the garage door opened and we said, fuck it.
Because the dog went crazy.
Dude, the dog went bananas. So you don't like Pete Davidson because of his lips?
No, I just don't like him as a comedian. I think he's just a terrible person.
Okay. Do you like Louis C.K.?
I love Louis C.K. He made a comeback, but then apparently he's getting lambasted for coming back.
Do you like John Mulaney?
I don't think he's that funny. I've listened to him, and I just don't find him... He's not my cup of tea.
Okay.
I need to catch his newest special. I watched his older ones, and I was just kind of like, yeah.
John Mulaney's pretty good.
Yeah, but I can't remember the... I don't know. I'm trying to remember the word. He was very just like, not PC, but kind of...
Well, he's clean. He's a clean comedian.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's totally nothing wrong
with that. Jerry Seinfeld.
Larry the Cable Guy. Sells out football stadiums.
Larry the Cable Guy, he's kind of clean, but...
He's a pretty clean comedian.
Yeah, but he goes with... he's actually a lie. He's from Chicago, and...
That's fine. Kid Rock's not from a trailer park. What's up? You want to talk shit about people?
You just now figured that out after a...
No, dude. I'm just like, hey, you want to throw out he's not from the fucking bayou? Well, Kid Rock is not from a trailer park. He's from a very wealthy family that grew up in a 40-acre house.
He is from Detroit, though, with a horse farm.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Eminem's from Detroit, and his name's Marshall Mathers, because he's the whitest person I've never met.
And he's off the face of there. Have you listened to all his little diss tracks?
We played them on this podcast. Yeah. Unsubscribe.
Just stupid.
So Louis C.K., you know, making a comeback.
Yeah, there was a guy we were listening to yesterday, I was listening to him, and he was bashing Louis C.K. He's like, he hasn't apologized enough. And the people hosting the show were like, well, what do you expect him to do? He's like, well, I don't really know, but he just hasn't done it. Like, well, okay, I mean, the guy, because he was pissed because the guy, Louis C.K. went back to the Comedy Cellar,
mm-hmm.
and he went on like a Sunday night, like he always did before, and you go be like, hey, I'm brushing up material, the big comics come into the Comedy Cellar.
Right.
They're like, yeah, this guy gets 10 minutes. Everybody else gets bumped by 10 minutes. And he got up there. He did 10 minutes. And next thing you know, it's in the news the next day.
Correct.
And he just got slammed for it. And they're like, well, this is how it works.
So the man's already paid dearly.
Oh, God, yeah. He lost, I think they said, $32 million.
Ridiculous. And his name's tarnished. Not forever. He can come back from it. He just needs to do better. The apology thing is...
I don't think he did that wrong.
I don't think it was awful, but if you want to say you can do better, you can go above and beyond. But it's not like he's trying to make himself relevant for that anymore. He's trying to do... I mean, what he needs to do is go on stage and say, yeah, so I used to whip my dick out in front of people, but only when they asked, and get a laugh, and then move on. It's like, yeah, I've already suffered. That's all the time I want to give to that. Thank you. As a professional comedian, that's what the fuck he needs to do.
Yeah, and the
that's my professional comedian opinion.
The comedian that was slamming him yesterday, I was like, I'm not. He basically ruined me ever listening to his stand up. Ever following him.
Hey man, it's clickbait. They just want to get picked up by BuzzFeed, get an episode that gets tens of thousands of downloads, get a sponsor, make money.
Oh no, he's already
like
got
Dak
a sponsor.
Shepherd, you know,
this guy was actually like an actual.
Is it the Cash App? Is it stamps.com?
Cash Me Outside, you know, nice rapper now, making lots of money.
That chick, dude, this world is so fucked up. You know, the lottery right now is like $1 billion between both of them. Wasn't my son at work today?
Really?
Yeah, between the state education and the Powerball, there's over $1 billion.
Nice. I mean, somebody's probably going to win it in the next week or two.
Why?
Because that always happens. As soon as it hits a certain, like, it's always, time it hits barely over the last biggest one,
somebody
wins.
Did a whole episode on lottery.
Yeah.
Shit. There's applicable numbers. There's only so many numbers, right? It's 200 something million dollars, or million numbers, 262 million. So, like, to say they'll probably hit it would require people to buy a statistically significant number, like 70% or something, where you reduce the odds to say, hey, there's a 70% chance somebody's going to win the lottery versus the normal, which is like a 10% chance out of the 262 million.
Right. But if you do the random number generator, it seems to randomly generate.
Random is not random. That's like saying infinite. It is a concept and a theory and has not been proven.
Just like the algorithm on my iTunes.
Just like you think. No, see, and that's not because people didn't truly appreciate random, because when you tried to initiate random when iTunes first came out, and you had the iPod shuffle, and people wanted to hit random. They kept hearing the same songs, and they complained. And Steve Jobs was like, random's not truly random. We need to build what appears to be random so you don't hit the same soundtrack. When I hit shuffle on Spotify, I never hear the shit I want to hear. I always hear this weird stuff. And I'm like, where's all the old shit I have? And it only plays me the most recent ad. So I'm like, it's not random.
No.
There's no shit. You get out of my face. Dude, let's talk about something else.
You're a bitter one today.
Let's end this show and talk about a show that we're actually going to post that's going to be successful.
You get promoted and you get on a pedestal. And
millions of dollars.
Money's gone to your head.
Money's gone to everyone's head. Okay. Any last words?
So why your head's on fire?
Head is on fire. I'm going to dress up as Ginger Spice for Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, can I be Scary Spice?
No, we have a Scary Spice. We're going to do like a group thing.
Oh, am I not in the group anymore?
At my job, not for our friends.
I move and suddenly I'm not in the group anymore.
Well, I mean, sorry, you fucking move 18 hours away. I had to get a flight and two trains to get to your house.
Oh, planes, trains, and automobiles.
Pretty close. Give us some last words, Jacob.
No, I'm not going to. You're very upset.
I'm not upset.
You're defending Michael Jackson.
I'm not defending. I'm giving you a voice of reason. No, Bill Cosby's a piece of shit and deserves to die in jail. Sorry. Justice system says that, not me. That's not my opinion. That is the United States justice system opinion. You don't sentence an 80-year-old man to prison and say he's gonna live.
Where's Brandon with his let's go O for
OJ? Let's go Simpson? Dude, we got a hooked up. I don't even have a hook up.
You
Jacob
don't? God, I was hoping you'd have the sound bites this time.
Oh, I made a noise. Oh god,
really? You didn't get the sound bites going?
Oh no, don't have my fucking adapter. Stupid Apple. What dicks. Anyways, we're out. Don't buy Apple. That's my fucking thing.
Good, because the new guy's killing it.
Whatever, dude.
Let's face it, I am 100% talking to myself. Not a single one of you are listening to this. If you are, go to Instagram. I don't give a shit what post it's on. Why don't you hashtag BoredAF, and I'll know that you follow us. Thanks for listening, and tune in, because not all our content is boring. And appreciate you, fans, and support us on Patreon as well. Thanks!